not doing that. I think it's important and something that I value highly to be able to be like, yeah, you're going to make this big decision. You go off and make it. Let's just make sure we do it smart and safe.
Yes. I don't think I have a particular take on that, too. I would love to have a host here someday, maybe to share the opposite side of it. How is it like to struggle emotionally, trying to surpass that that barrier that was put into you after you make the decision, like, I cannot do this anymore. This is not for me anymore. I think it would be an interesting story, so stay tuned in for open mics with me on Trio. Find someone to cover that for you. But in the meanwhile, I would love to get this talk and turn it into a little bit more of what is a technical school and what is the academy for. I think it's going to be an interesting moment for us just to reflect a little bit on why people go to universities, why people do other things. But before that, how do you all feel about hearing some music? I have next this song, Gravity, by With Violet, from the album Saturday Night. So enjoy, and thank you for staying tuned in.
Sit, stay, donate. Fund Drive is here, and we need you, radio's best friend, along the way. Donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and be radio's best friend.
Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the song. Because we're following the same vibe and I really, really, really enjoyed the song, I would love to go on with Saturday Nights in Your Sunday. Again, with Violets, but now to the song X and O's. So I hope you enjoy it. And thank you so much for staying tuned in.
The song that I wrote about you when I was younger and dumb made it through the pain, those days are gone.
Hello everyone, I hope you enjoy. And now, if I must, I really want to say the name of this album right. So the name of the album is Saturday Nights in Your Sunday Best. I have actually done it, so be proud of me. this song was the song Gravity by With Violet. And thank you so much for everyone who's still tuned in into my open mic. I'm here with Ari. We're discussing a little bit of the transition between the academy and also talking a little bit on how it is a technical degree. So let's come right back to it. So thank you for still being here, Ari. Let's dive in. How do you see, particularly, the difference between a technical degree and the academy? I think most people don't understand the difference, so let's start with that.
I mean, I think the main thing, for me at least, has been the difference between an abstract sort of, this is the concepts you learn, this is the test, it is all on paper, to particularly in like a hairdressing school, doing something hands-on, the result that you are trying to achieve is in front of you and it gets critiqued based on what you have done and not what you have like read. I think part of the reason I was frustrated with university is that it felt very unapplicable, especially in your first year when most of your classes don't actually have a lot to do with your degree in the first place. And I think the thing that really drew me to hairdressing in the first place, even before I had gone to school, is that there is this artistry and this science to it, and it is all right in front of you. So you can see exactly what you are doing. You can see the effects. You chop some hair off, you can see that it is missing from the head. When you are like doing a set of calculations on paper, there's not that same sort of touchable satisfaction to the whole thing. I think this also just helped me want to learn more about hairdressing, in that there is such an information overload when it comes to academia. There are a million different ways to learn every topic in the entire world. But when it comes to hairdressing, the only way you're actually going to learn is by doing. And I think this rings true for a lot of different technical industries, even more tradesmen industries like plumbing or becoming an electrician. You do a lot of things hands-on. There's not a lot of textbook work that we have to do. Cosmetology schools of all kinds are very much the same thing, save for maybe a fashion school where you end up learning a lot of theory. The reason that like I would maybe suggest a technical school to someone is if you find that you can only really love what you're doing if you're working with your hands actively.
This is a particular take that I really like, which is exactly this point where it hands-on versus literature.
Yes.
Yes, there is a big misconception over there. I think for everyone, I talk about the politicians who invest the money which goes into university. I'm talking about parents who think their children should go to university. I'm thinking also about the children who are deciding actively to go to university. What is this misconception that I think it's great for us to explore here? The academia, the academy, it's something, there's a word for that, intangible. It's something that you look and it's not right there. You've described that perfectly. So what I mean by this is that universities are not meant for people to get a job.
Yeah.
They are meant for you to dive into the knowledge production that has been produced and still being produced across a multitude of industries. So for me, for example, I am particularly interested in policy, as I've mentioned before. But when I look into the university, what I'm looking at is trying to understand multiple concepts behind how policy is made. So I am trying to understand how different aspects of globalization affect that, and not how to do policy. I'm not gonna learn how to do policy in university. I'm not gonna learn how to do most jobs that are out there at the university. That's something you're gonna do on your own, or with your experience that you get throughout college. I'll let you put your input into this, because if not, I'm gonna start talking a lot about this one.
I can only really speak from like an outside view of my friends and people I know who are in university. I would say that I completely agree with you. First off, university is not meant to help people find like employable skills or help develop them at all. University is about like attaining knowledge. And also, and this rings true especially for schools like VFS, where, you know, you go to work in the film industry, but what you really need in the film industry is connections. And I think that universities do tend to provide that as probably their best selling point for helping you get a job. I think most of the people I know who have graduated college and have gone on to continue working in academia have done so because they have known a professor or a number of professors who are willing to take them on as, you know, students and coworkers. I will say that I think programs like co-ops are actually like very great things for people to be doing. I've known a couple of people who have gone to like engineering co-ops before and gotten a lot of really valuable like job experience, a lot more valuable than like a semester of classes can actually be to them. I think if you look at university as a collection of classes in which you learn things, it carries pretty much no innate value. But when you look at it as an opportunity to make connections and to meet people and to, you know, have the privilege of enrolling in certain programs like co-op that can grant these experiences, it does have some value. Not necessarily a lot, but some value.
I love the way you phrase it, and it's gonna help me to get a step back here. When I said it's not meant, it's definitely a place that you have the opportunity to learn those skills. What I meant by that, and that's why I'm taking a step back, is that the university is a place where you're gonna look ahead, and you're gonna find the people who are the most knowledgeable on the diversity of industries, what is, as we've been discussing, really hard to transfer into actual skills. So that's things that you usually are going to learn taking a step outside of the university or doing something else. And that's why they're always emphasizing for us to get into co-curricular. So that being the SFSS, that being any club, because that's the place where you're going to start having those skills more, where you're gonna start learning them, because it's I think that's all I want to take from this conversation is a lot of people look at the university as if it was the place that is meant for them, but actually it's the place that is meant for really few people. It's meant really for the people who most want to go into the knowledge production, and then everything you most people want to do, you're going to do outside of university, using university's opportunities, networking, as you said, but not what the university is and what it has always meant to be. Okay, I really enjoyed that discussion. Do you have any more inputs on that? Like any advice for newbies or anyone getting to university right now?
I guess I would say, like, if you're listening to this and maybe there's a thought in the back of your head that's like, oh, I'm starting to think university isn't for me, trust your gut on things. If you can't see yourself doing what you were doing at a substantial point in the future, then you probably shouldn't be doing it.
Yes. That's a really good transition for us to go to another song. Maybe we're gonna have two more songs and then we can maybe give you a little bit of space to talk about the fashion industry really fast.
Perfect.
And that's our open mic today, so stay tuned in now for Laughing with Narcissistic Blues and the album Because It's True. So thank you, and let's go into this beautiful song.
Talk about myself. Words get stuck inside my mouth. I can see your point of view.
Next song we're gonna have is Halsey with Panic Attack, so enjoy the song. Guess we're back. Thank you everyone who stayed tuned in. So that was Panic Attack. You can follow all the music that we have played in the show on the website. It's going to be live. It's going to be posted in about 1 hour. So thank you so much. Let's get to the heads of it. Just finalizing with one last question. So I want to hear from you, Ari, a little bit of the fashion industry. So speaking of a new path, can you tell us a little bit about more of your world of hairdressing, the fashion industry here in Vancouver? What's interesting about? What is the scene like? Whatever excites you that you want to finish with.
The fashion industry in Vancouver is a big thing for me because I mean, you can ask pretty much anyone who lives here. People in Vancouver don't know how to dress. It is sort of just like an immutable thing that everyone accepts around here. But and as insane as this sounds, it's actually kind of the thing that I like most about the industry. There's a lot of untapped potential and a lot of room to wiggle around here. In fashionable places in the world, there is a certain standard that people get held to when trying to be fashionable that doesn't exist in Vancouver. The thing that has really made the fashion industry like good and fun to be in for me is that it can be a vessel for self-expression. And the fact that there is no standard for self-expression in Vancouver means that however you want to present yourself is ultimately correct. So long as you're willing to put some effort into it.
Wow, that was so beautiful. It's also so true. So I love that how much that excites you. I think it's you have a lot to bring up to the scene. Are you almost finished with your school?
Yes, I've got less than a month at this point. I graduate November 20th.
Okay, and what is the path that you're gonna follow after that?
Well, that remains to be seen to an extent. I want to continue like working and being in the Vancouver fashion industry, but I also will need to find a salon to work at to really hone my skills as a hairdresser. The future for me is, at this point, a lot about trying to go into as many pathways as possible and finding one to really cement myself in.
Not that you're not already amazing at it. I don't think we have time to explore that much more about the fashion industry, but I would love to have you back here again for another day if you want to make a whole show about it. I'll probably need a few more introductions on what is it. I don't even know what the fashion industry is, to be honest.
Well, I'm more than happy to tell you. Absolutely.
Okay, you're invited for a next show. So continuing here, we're going to be following with conversations from the SFU Faculty of Communication, Art and Technology from 4 to 4:30. Thank you for everyone that stayed tuned in. I think I'm going to play here now a little bit of our required intros to our shows. And again, thank you so much. Let's go into it.
Hi, this is Jesse Brown, the host of Canada Land, Canada's only media criticism program. Every week I talk to some of the most interesting people in the country about some of the things that matter most. We talk about the news media, about comedy, film, music, and politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
Precisa justiça.